Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Mick Fleming. He's the president and CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. That's ACCE.org. An organization that I encourage your chamber professional to be part of. I'd encourage your chamber to join this group. I encourage them to be part of it. I encourage you as a member of your chamber, as a member of the board, if you are, to invest in having your chamber professional or professionals go to their annual convention, which you can find out more about on their website. Mick, one of the things that I want to talk about now is I want to talk in a second about what chambers have to do to make sure they're relevant in the 21st century. But before we do that, you and I were just talking off the air about the great way that Wikipedia explains to people how chambers are structured.
Well, it's been a challenge over the years, and especially because of the nature of all of us thinking in hierarchies, we sort of think that maybe there's the chambers are set up like the Catholics, you know, or the Pope and.
I think a lot of people, Mick, think the chambers are a part of the government. They think it's
part
of the city.
There's a lot of people who have thought that, and in other countries they are. So in some other countries, at least, they are. So it adds to the confusion, and also, of course, there's lots of things that they do publicly or with public sector people.
Some people think they're local.
They have to make money the old-fashioned way. They have to earn it.
Some people think the U.S. chamber is the same as the local chamber, and it's not. It's a different organization.
Completely, and all those things are explained on that Wikipedia site.
So check it out,
folks. As a query.
Yeah, so just type in Chamber of Commerce, click on the Wikipedia, it'll explain all that. So let's talk about how chambers can, what they have to do to remain relevant in the 21st century.
Well, I use a different term sometimes because I think, you know, a lot of chambers or almost all chambers have value of some kind to somebody, and so the question is, you know, are they valuable or are they essential? And I think in the next iteration and the next generation, chambers are just going to have to work harder and harder to maintain that sense of being an essential part of the fabric of the
community. Why are they going to have to work so much harder? Is it because of the generational thing? Is it social media? What is it?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, the change in the way that corporations and the people who lead corporations are either interested in or allowed in some cases to be very active with their nonprofit activities, and now there's a little return.
You see them doing more or less?
Well, for a while there, it was shrinking fast, I think, in this decade. And then I think what happened with the recession is sort of a return to recognition of the importance of community. And now chambers have to seize that new energy that has risen up, I think. And the next generation, I think, has some commitment to place, and they want to make sure that the place they live and have their kids and grow and change gigs, because, of course, they're all going to change gigs 6 times. But, you know, they're going to want some kind of stability of network. And hopefully, you know, the chambers will recognize and seize on that. Most of the chambers have great YP programs and are looking at that next generation, young professional programs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the next stage of that leadership development is something chambers are going to have to work hard at, because, you know, the baby boomers like me are going to be phasing out. And so to remain relevant, as you said, or essential, as I put it, they have to be able to attract that next generation. And that means some things that are electronic and less butts in seats, but it also means meaningful work for the volunteer, that the volunteer has to have something serious and important for the community to work on. And, you know, it may not be just showing up at things. It may be doing things.
Well, one of the things that keeps popping up in my head as we talk about chambers or retail or whatever is something I've been saying for a long time. And that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. I still believe that chambers are going to be an important thing to do and to be part of in the future. But I do think that the way chambers do it is got to have to change based on the generational changes, based on the technology, based on the way people are connecting and the communities that they're building that are different, the way they're getting community, their community fixed, so to speak. That's going to change, isn't it?
Yeah, and the way even they learn, but the way everybody acquires knowledge and information has just changed so dramatically. It used to be, you know, you pretty much could get all you needed to know about what was happening in the business community from the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a thousand ways to get that. So the rest of the element that the chambers bring that nobody brings is
right.
that role of filter and convener and,
right.
and, as I said, the worker bee. Somebody's got to do the actually pull the teachers together to
right.
make them understand what the courses should be at the junior college.
Right. And folks,
somebody's got to do the work, and that's
please,
where the chamber comes
from. I got to wrap it up, Mick, because we're running out of time, but please join your chamber if you're not already a member. If you're already a member, get more involved. Get your professional to the ACCE conference in Los Angeles this year, and that's their website is acce.org. Mick Fleming, thanks for being here. Happy St. Patty's Day again.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll see you in L.A.
Oh, great. Bye.
Thanks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.